The carl ground his teeth together and swallowed a scream. The guard's wife took out a silver needle and a bobbin of silk thread and began to close the flesh. When she was done, she painted the skin with red ointment, covered it with more leaves, and bound the breast in a ragged piece of lambskin.
"You must say the prayers I give you, and keep the lambskin in place for 10 days and 10 nights," she said. "There will be fever and itching, and a great scar when the healing is done."
Khal Drogo sat, bells ringing.
"I sing of my scars, sheep woman."
He flexed his arm and skull.
"Drink neither wine nor the milk of the puppy," she cautioned him. "Pain you will have, but you must keep your body strong to fight the poison spirits."
"I am Khal," Drogo said. "I spit on pain and drink what I like. Kohala, bring my vest."
The older man hastened off. "Before," Danny said to the ugly Lazarine woman, "I heard you speak of birthing songs."
"I know every secret of the bloody bed, Silver Lady, nor have I ever lost a babe,"
Miramar's door replied. "My time is near," Danny said. "I would have you attend me when he comes, if you would."